Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Central. Here's the latest update on Hurricane Delta. Winds 85 miles an hour. Still the movement northwest is 17 miles an hour, so still moving rather quickly. I mean, starting off with the satellite here, starting to see some expansion of that wind field, and we expected that as it moved across the Yucatan Peninsula and back out into the Gulf of Mexico. You start seeing that expansion. So with time, we still continue to move towards the northwest and eventually making that north and that northeast turn. Steering. High pressure over here, moving around that ridge, but eventually it's going to feel the influence of this low pressure out in Texas, and it's not going to be able to go any further. So we do expect at some point to see that turn, and that isn't reflected in our latest forecast. You start looking at that, makes the turn, becomes stronger. So we talked about that wind field expanding, now about 125 miles out from the center. You could expect tropical storm force winds, with time becoming a major hurricane, making that turn. You might see the winds come down a little bit, but here's the important point. Even if you do, it's a large storm, and that you could see some of those hurricane force winds get further inland because it's moving quickly, and a larger storm can produce more impacts when it comes to the wind field and also that the storm surge as well. So looking at some of the timing here, you round the bend here, early Friday, we'll start seeing a north movement, and then by Friday afternoon, approaching the coastline, and then by Saturday afternoon, this storm all the way into the Mississippi with time. So it is moving. Some of the impacts that we do see, the arrival of some of those winds will be Friday. So important point to make for Friday morning, you still get to start seeing some of these rain bands. You're going to see some of the tropical storm force winds start to arrive, and big storm. So you can see tropical storm force winds. You look at the highest probabilities, southeast Louisiana, even the Mississippi coast in some areas, back over to the upper Texas coast, and definitely through Louisiana. Even inland, you can start seeing some of that. Lake Charles, you can see up to Baton Rouge, you get up to Natchez, Mississippi, Vicksburg. Some of these areas can see some of those high winds. Another way to look at it is you have today, you have tomorrow to be ready, to get ready to listen to those local officials and leave if you're told to, because those winds and even that water starts to arrive well before the actual landfall. So some of the other impacts here, the rainfall, it's moving quickly, but you still can get those tropical rains. You can still get those rain bands. And some of those rain bands could be well away from the center. In some cases, 40, 50, 60, 70 miles away from the center, you can see some of those rain bands. So in orange, 6 to 10 inches, even in yellow, a large area of 4, even 6 inches of rain, including Lake Charles, Baton Rouge, Natchez, up to Jackson, even up to Memphis with time. Storm surge is one of the leading cause of fatalities historically, and a dangerous storm surge situation as well. Big storms produce more storm surge. So areas around Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot possible. This is the peak. This is what we expect, the maximum, right on the center and just to the right. Highly dependent on where that landfall is, the values that you get. So big values around Vermilion Bay, over to Port Fourchon, the possibility of 7 to 11 feet, even 4 to 6 feet, Port Fourchon, all the way to Ocean Springs in Mississippi. So that's what the latest information that we have on Hurricane Delta from right here at the National Hurricane Center.